This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
All right, Joel Skousen of World First Briefs, our guest. He's one of the smartest people we could have on. I tell you, though, Joel, it's really scary to know that Tucker Carlson is the main guy talking to the president every day saying, don't listen to Bolton. They're setting you up. People don't want war. It could trigger a larger deal. And then they have leftist articles attacking Tucker Carlson, making jokes about it. And then I made some calls to see if it was true, and it's absolutely true. And I'm not at liberty to get into the details, but it's worse than I thought. And Trump is just completely surrounded. It's a nightmare scenario. But just pulling back, as I asked earlier, what is the state of the world right now, do you think, with the different factions?
Well, let me just comment first on Fox News. Fox News is a continual stream of neocon data. They have General Keane on pushing it. They have Jennifer Garner pushing war with Iran. This is just a propaganda stunt for war, and Tucker Carlson is the lone person who's questioning these types of things. And so people have to be very, very careful. They garnered a tremendous audience of conservatives at Fox News, but they are being propagandized. And this leads me to my bigger problem in the big picture here. I'm beginning to sadly say, Alex, that our big problem is Donald Trump. And the reason I said, not because Donald Trump is compromised. Donald Trump is highly manipulated because of his lack of experience, because he comes to the White House with being unprepared. He doesn't know the arguments. He doesn't have the conservative background. He doesn't know the proper people. He can't tell who's deep state and who isn't. The problem is Donald Trump is the 900-pound gorilla in the room, and no one can capture and direct the conservative movement while Donald Trump is in place. He has made wonderful promises, and hardly any of them have been able to be fulfilled, even though he's tried. I mean, who would have even tried to get rid of birthright citizens but Donald Trump? But then he completely failed us when they pushed back on him, and he let it drop. And so what I'm saying is that we continue to lose under Donald Trump, but the promises are so grand, the promises are so euphoric, that no one will countenance even criticism of Donald Trump. You know what it does to your subscriber base. I know what it does to mine, even when I criticize him on principle. But this is our major problem now, is that Donald Trump is going to take us to war with Iran, and it's going to be damaging ultimately to his presidency. But it may well get him another 4 years. Here's the danger, Alex. If Donald Trump continues to capture and dominate the conservative movement, because there is no room for any leader while he's there, and he takes us through another 4 years, it will be too late after that point to resurrect the conservative movement.
No, I think you're right. If we don't get the changes in now, then it'll basically, the two-party system's over. It's going to be one or the other. The decision's been made.
Well, the problem is that the Democrats will have an absolute majority and a president and control of both houses of Congress, and I'll tell you, it's going to be like an avalanche of legislation.
And they've said that. They've said, wait till we get in 2024, it's over.
And look at what they're talking about. They're talking about slavery reparations. They're so embarrassed about it that the DNC spokesman wouldn't even admit that they were for slavery. They just said, we're for the conversation.
I saw that this morning with Hemmer. She said we're for the conversation.
We're for the, and he pressed her two or three times, we're for the conversation, but they would not say they were for it because this is dangerous stuff. And so is all the socialist garbage, whether it's the green climate deal or...
Well, let's say your grandfather shot somebody. How are you responsible for what they did, much less when almost no one in the country has ancestors that had slaves? It's asinine.
That's right. It's a new welfare system for blacks, and it hasn't done anything for the black community. Look what it's done for the marriage, when these women can be abandoned by their husbands and go on welfare for child support. and it just degenerates.
So let's talk about it. Is there any way out of the multicultural globalist paradigm they brought us into with Joel Skousen back in 60 seconds? Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Is our guest, World Affairs Brief, and not just looking at the U.S. or Trump, but looking at other leaders, the nationalists, the populist movement. Globalism is in trouble on some fronts, but they still have the power. How do you think globalism's dealing with the fact that their systems, the EU's in trouble, everywhere their system's in trouble? How do you think they'll deal with that, Joel?
Well, we're seeing how they deal with it. They use their corrupt politicians to feign. You look at the Brexit thing. Theresa May comes out and claims that I'm going to implement the Brexit. I'm going to be faithful to the Brexit. I mean, she's just lying through her teeth. And I fear strongly that Boris Johnson is doing the same thing. He's been on both sides of the issue. He's talking about being strong on Brexit, but I think it's another betrayal if Boris Johnson gets in.
Take Farage. Farage is for real. Mainline news admits there have been 4 police-confirmed attempted assassinations, cutting brakes, taking the lug nuts off tires, off wheels. The airplane crash is suspicious. I mean, and he was told, we're going to kill you if you keep running for office, but now he's doing it again. I think Farage is for real.
Yeah, I do too. He's a powerful voice. Nobody can debate Nigel Farage. He just devastates them. He's got a steel trap mind that just won't stop. And that's why they won't allow him to, get into real office on that. His Brexit party was really taking the wind out of the sails. And that's why, in fact, Boris Johnson even joined the Brexit party because he saw that as the wave of the future that he had to jump onto. And then he quickly jumped ship, went back to the Conservative Party when he got put in as front runner for the prime ministership.
Oh, yeah, Boris Johnson's an obvious leftist.
But, it's the deep state, which is tied in directly to deep state in Germany and France, pulled out this honey trap for the members of the Freedom Party in Austria to destroy that coalition. I mean, these people have a tremendous amount of power, and we've seen a great deal of it come forward because of Donald Trump. They have to manipulate. We get to see them do this because of the Freedom Party and French Le Pen, French National Party. But they do their magic because they have real power. And I don't think we mustn't underestimate the power of the deep state. They are ensconced and deeply within the CIA, the FBI.
No, I agree. And so let me ask you this question. I think putting Trump in, putting the new Brazilian leader in, having the EU lose a lot of elections only enraged the establishment to move their timetable up that had been behind. Now, I think that means more people will wake up. I think that means more cracks in their system, more mistakes. But we shouldn't lie to ourselves that it's sleepy time and that everything's okay. I think the battle has just been joined.
Well, clearly they're worried about the strength of you, or they wouldn't be attacking you as they have with this planting child pornography within your server, so that they can take you down on that. You know, destroying your financial base on YouTube, all of those things are directly affronts to free speech in this nation. And, of course, that's being shut down with political correctness as we see it. And we're going to be like Canada pretty soon, when you have ministers and pastors arrested for preaching against homosexuality. But the point that I'm saying here is that my greatest fear is that Donald Trump's going to be in for another 4 years, and they're going to continue to manipulate him, and we're going to be left without a cause because it will be too late 4 years from now. So we need to either get to Donald Trump and help straighten him out. I don't know, how we get around all of these.
Well, Joel, let me tell you, and I'll be honest with you. We're still able to get him reports. We're still able to get him information. But that's why they want us off the air. And I don't want to say I've pulled back because of that, but it's like sticking your hand in a light socket. I just almost get overwhelmed by that. And how should I be putting briefings together? Maybe you should fly to Austin. You should shoot a few briefings to the president. I should shoot a few really professional 5-minute ones that show documents, that show evidence. You know how Trump is. It's got to be compelling. He's got to see stuff he already knows is real. And then we can sell him, on ideas. Now, the problem is, like you said, a month or so later, the next person that sells him, he'll go off that. It's really true that he's smart and he knows what's going on. He has a good memory, but he's a salesman, but you can sell Donald Trump. People think he's hard to control, and I'm not saying I ever control the president. Anything I ever told him, he went and looked at and actually went with. That's why they're so horrified. And by the way, I'm not bragging about that, Joel, but I'm able to sell the president.
Here's the problem. Donald Trump can't remember any of the detailed arguments. He can remember the big picture. He can come out and say, things that, endearest to him for defending the right thing, but he can't remember any of the arguments. So he can't defend himself when he gets up against these very sophisticated globalist briefers. He just doesn't have the ability to do that. So
he needs a few real advisors sitting at his side that know the full picture.
That's right.
Bragging, Joel, but imagine what would happen if you were there as an advisor sitting next to him. Like, that's why they want to get rid of, Stephen Miller. He's not that old or knows about all of it, but he's smart. They want him out of there because he's advising Trump on the border.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they know that they can manipulate Donald Trump as long as he doesn't have someone sitting by their side who can counter their arguments. And I'll tell you, there would be hell to pay if they were to put someone like me in the White House. They would plaster everything I've said about 9/11 or any conspiracy things without giving me a chance to defend myself so that they could discredit you and embarrass Donald Trump, and then he'd have to remove you. They've got tremendous power because they control the media and the courts. They stop Donald Trump from every executive order that he tries to put through correctly by threatening him with court action.
Let me ask you this then. Do you think they're going to try to destroy him, or do they think they can co-opt him now because he's wildly popular?
I am fearful now that they're going to let him have another 4 years. And the only reason I say that, I've been asking in the World Affairs Brief for months now, why are the Democrats shooting themselves in the foot?
With 27 candidates.
Why did they keep promoting socialism? Even the blue-collar people aren't going to buy this stuff. They know that getting rid of automobiles and airplanes in even 30 years is going to destroy their jobs. They're not going to vote for this. And on this black slave reparations, they're so embarrassed about that they can't even commit to it openly without losing the election. So, they've got a death wish, it seems, unless they have concocted and say, look, if we can control Donald Trump, we can perhaps bury the anti-globalist movement by him giving them the rhetoric and us turning him around and make sure that he never implements any of this. That's been the history of the
And that's what he does on censorship. He gives us a tweet. He tells us we're good. We get a phone call from the White House. But then the censorship just continues on. So it's kind of like giving us morphine when we're at hospice.
Yeah, exactly, Alice. This is what I fear, is that Donald Trump is going to act as a placeholder, not knowingly. Donald Trump is not a controlled individual. Nobody can control Donald Trump, but he can be manipulated at the moment. And if he sits as a place sitter within the conservative and dominates the leadership for the next 4 years and does nothing in terms of getting the change that we need to stop this, it's going to be all over by 2024.
I totally agree with you, and we just need people that are close to the president to do what's right, like Stephen Miller and Tucker Carlson and others. And all of us, that means on the campaign trail, folks, that means in emails, calls to the White House. Trump still, like he used to do in his buildings, as his dad taught him this, picks up the phone for like 30 minutes, sometimes an hour a night while he eats cheeseburgers. And it's absolutely true. I'm bad too, but he eats like cheeseburgers, candy, ice cream up to like 2 a.m. And he answers the phone and reads newspapers. The guy's obviously an idiot savant when it comes to research and things. He's a dynamo at 73. But I'm telling you, it's a fight about getting info to him and then him being seconded on what he already thinks. But as Joel said, Trump even admits, I'm a very shallow person. I go with the gestalt. I go with my gut. Hey, Alex, what he says makes sense. What Tucker says makes sense. And then, you know, 1 minute I'm going to attack Iran, next minute, oh, no, I'm not. It's actually quite frightening when you really pull back and realize that Trump is something special. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. He's not Hillary. That's a great thing. But think if Hillary got in, we'd have opposition. We'd have people saying no. But with Trump, we'd go to sleep. It's really true. Love Donald Trump, but Joel Skousen is dead right. One man can't save us. The one man is Jesus Christ that can do that. And he's not a man. He's the Son of God. Joel Skousen, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
My pleasure, Alex.
We'll be back with huge news. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Last night, tons of preparation this morning. The Iran situation has just dominated the whole broadcast. And I'm going to end up hosting the fourth hour with Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL. Great mind about the situation unfolding. He'll probably have some different views, and that's fine. We're not a Nexium cult or like conservative radio or liberal media. It's like a talking point comes out from Hillary or a talking point comes out from George W. Bush. And then everyone just basically repeats that talking point over and over and over again. That's not what we're doing here. You know, I've got a clip from Blaze TV where they defend me and say, no, they subpoenaed his emails. Somebody sent hidden child porn. That happens to anybody that gets millions of emails. But then they go on in the video to make a bunch of statements about us that aren't true. So it's like these backhanded defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, they're coming after everybody. It's True Blue. And again, I have thought long and hard about this for 6 months while we've been losing money from all the attacks, from all the censorship, from all the deplatforming. From everything, trying to keep our crew here, trying to actually expand for 2020 so we can have a big effect and catch all that critical footage on tape. And I've never been deceptive with our audience, except I have, from time to time, withheld information that I don't think is good for the cause. Because, you know, it's not good for the cause that they've had an effect on slowing us down to a standstill and even having us start to contract. But see, there's something worse than the enemy knowing they're having an effect. Us being shut down, right? So, you notice all these years, I was running around during the break, my hair's all sticking up, what's left of it. Over all these years, we've done such incredible things together. And we've changed the world. And I'll be damned. No taking the Lord's name in vain there. I mean that. Before I'm going to ever give up. And the truth is, I know that if you ever see me really get arrested, really get set up, or if I ever got my head blown off, God forbid, I don't want that to happen, that we'd see support way greater than we even need. But I don't want to get to that point. You know, I've told you that I've got intelligence agencies, criminals that have hijacked our government working against me. Now listen, you don't just think it's the child porn stuff, do you? By the way, I'm not a victim, I'm a target. Tommy Robinson said that a year ago when they tortured him in prison for 3 months. He lost like 12 stones or whatever. How much? It was like 30-something pounds. They put him in the Islamic area by the mosque inside the area. They would crap and defecate and throw feces at him through the bars, and the guards laughed at him. I remember when I saw Tommy on Fox News on Tucker Carlson first. Tommy looked like those guys you'd seen that had been captured by the North Vietnamese for 5 years. They had that crazy look and they're all freaked out. It took Tommy, who's tough, months to get over what happened to him. They left the lights on 24 hours a day. They'd bang on the door continually. They'd shove feces and piss through the bars at him and laugh at him. And he was in solitary confinement. They didn't let him out for 3 months, and they were putting stuff in his food. He said it on air, but I talked to him privately. He ate some of the food that wasn't in a tin. Because once a day he'd get a small tin of tuna fish and a little small package of crackers. That's all he'd eat because everything else had poison in it. Because he ate some once. He got so hungry, had food poisoning, and almost died. And let me tell you, when you're in a cage and people are poisoning you and Muslims are defecating on the floor and throwing turds at you, yeah, look how skinny he was when he came out of there. That's when you realize your government is evil. All you do is stand up for what's right and kidnap little girls. And he identified the guy that killed a little girl and cut her up and put soldier flesh on beef kebabs. Turned out that guy got indicted for that, and it was true. When Tommy first said, yeah, I talked to the locals, they cut that little girl up and fed her to kebabs, the news is like, oh, our little Muslims wouldn't do that. They wouldn't cut a little girl into kebabs. You bet they did! So I don't think of myself as a victim. And I haven't been in a jail cell for 3 months with people using it as a toilet. Tommy told me privately, talked about it on air a little bit, but he said privately, there would be 4 inches of human feces and urine by the end of the day. And then every couple of days they'd come in and give him a sweeper and say, clean that up. And he'd shove it out in the hall and put it in a bucket. That was his time outside the jail cell. With Muslims just putting their butts up against the bars and just crapping through the food hole on him and laughing and giggling. That's the New World Order, folks. That's what they do to patriots. Is they go and they piss all over you and they crap all over you and the media loves it. Well, guess what I get to put up with now? The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the AP saying I sent child porn to children. It's all a damn lie. 9.6 million emails since Sandy Hook happened. Judge ordered them all turned over. I went back 7-8 times to the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars and said, I cannot give you all my people's emails. She said, fine. 20-something search terms, all the names of people involved, and they got 57,000 emails, and they had hidden, encoded child porn on there that I never opened. I know you've already heard this, but imagine the news then runs with that. They'll do anything. But enough about that. I'll be here next hour when Trump gives his press conference. Are we going to a war with Iran? And I'm not here telling you how bad these guys are to scare you. You know, the globalist always used to say, I was told, oh, Joe just scares people for us. No, I believe that you'd get motivated and angry about this because you're like me. I'm like you. We're like our ancestors. So I tell you, sometimes they'll come in and they'll say, do you want the bad news? I've told every one of my crew members. I said, listen, there's one thing that will get you fired quicker than anything around here. One thing. And that's if you don't tell me bad news. I want to know it. I want to meet it head on. And I think you're just like me. So when I sit here and come to you every day and report to you all this stuff that's going on, I don't need to report on the great baby that was born, the great life somebody had, or some new invention, or how great humanity is. We know that. I'm going to tell you what the enemy's doing. I'm going to tell you the bad things they're doing because I believe in you, and I believe you're going to change it. I believe in you, and I believe you're going to fight back against it. I believe we're going to stop this Iran war. I believe we're going to turn our economy back. I believe we're going to find Jesus again. I believe we're going to release all the secret technologies and life extension they've already got. I believe we're going to ban glyphosates and bring out all the clean, healthy farming equipment systems we have. I believe in you, and you believe in me, and we've done something the enemy fears because we are not just the spirit of 1776. We're the spirit of human destiny and will. My ancestors did a lot to get us here. Your ancestors did a hell of a lot. We're not going to be failures. We're not going to let them down. We're going to win. We'll be back with the new Homeland Attack. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the
those Freak Spot fans, that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Just go there.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
On a long, lonesome highway. You know, everybody's got ancestors that were abused by people. And everybody's got ancestors that did bad things. Hell, all of us have done good things and bad things. But the idea that there were slaves all over the world 200 years ago, and that the West was who ended it, and now because the system knows the West is guilty, because the West has a conscience, it doesn't matter that Sudan's got slavery going on, or Somalia or Libya, because that's black people selling blacks. That's okay. But if you're great, 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 great granddaddy did something wrong, we're going to have a genealogy run, and you're going to pay some money. Wow, that's crazy. USA Today, Africans are being sold at Libyan slave markets. Thanks, Hillary Clinton. That's USA Today. If our government said, hey, let's go free those people. Don't buy them because that puts a market out there and makes the price go up. But let's go free those people. If some of our military volunteered to go on missions to go kill those slave camp owners who are black and free those folks, I'm all for it. But, man, I'm sure sick of hearing about how I did something wrong. If my great-great-great-great-grandfather, that only takes you back to after slavery, was a murderer. Let's say he killed two or three innocent people. He didn't. Don't even know his name, but let's just say he did. How am I guilty if somebody's far distant relative, who's like 5% the genetics of this person, shows up and says, your great, 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 great granddaddy did something. Hell, if my daddy robbed a bank and I didn't know about it, I don't go to jail. Then what type of system is this? I haven't even gotten all the reparation videos, and I'll play some of those coming up next segment. And I'm going to be hosting the fourth hour here waiting for Trump's press conference, but it's the end of due process, and it sins the forefathers. And, you know, are we going to find out if these black people brought here, if their own family sold them to sex slavery or whatever? Are we going to come after them? Because there were black slaveholders in the U.S. as well. It's just crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, I've got all these videos coming up next segment of Africans fighting Mexican troops to get into Mexico, to get into the U.S. So, are they going to show up and demand those reparations? Damn it, I came in here, and I'm going to get a reparation. You're already going to get that welfare and the rest of it, because the state wants people under its control. The state wants people that are going to show up and demand their free goody, whether they're white or black or whatever it is. That's coming up next segment. But let me go to this piece first. I have never sat down and watched the hit TV series that's ending, I guess, around now, Homeland. When they started it 5-6 years ago, they said it's based on Alex Jones. It's some British actor trying to do his Texas accent. It's a bad Southern accent. And in the show, he lies and he cheats and he puts out fake news like the corporate media does. And then the corporate media comes for Hillary Clinton, who's the president, and says, we'll just buy you off. And then I never saw the rest of the episode, but he doesn't say what he wants. And they tell him, you're going to lose. You're going to be shut down. And in the end, he is shut down. He's put in prison. And in the final season, I don't even know what happens. I've just read the synopses of it. People say, why don't you watch a show? It's about you. Well, hell, Chris Carter was pissed about Homeland. So 3.5 years ago during the campaign, he put out the new X-Files where I'm the good guy. And he said, this character is based on Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is a libertarian. He gets things wrong sometimes, but he means well. Now, that show had many times the viewers of Homeland, but Chris Carter didn't get picked back up. Chris Carter wanted to meet. I'm not name-dropping. I just never had time to go out to California. I should have done it. But that's the level of it where Chris Carter puts out a good Alex Jones. The show's ahead. It gets canceled. The relaunch of X-Files. But the Homeland show on Showtime or whatever, they try to make it a hit. They did have a lot of views, but nothing compared to a Fox show. That's the reality of this. So think about the world we live in fantasy land, where when I've been around Democrats and others, they believe I'm the Homeland character. They believe I have 1,000 employees and billions of dollars, and I'm funded by the CIA, and we're putting out lies. You're here. You're watching us say what we say, what we do. You're seeing what we cover. You're seeing everything we get into. It's me and the crew running the show and a few camera people. But the Democrats are telling you who they really are with projection. So when this smartsy, fancy pants lawyer for Hillary, the female president, they were getting everybody ready for her, predictive programming, when she's there talking to the evil Homeland villain, they're talking about his fake news and how he should stop it. They're the people putting out fake news. They're the ones knowingly lying to you. I mean, they even set up the studio with our old graphics and our old everything as a big joke. That's all they've got. But what's crazy is the left is so nuts, they see me in public and shake in anger. So here's that clip from a few seasons ago of Homeland where I don't take the offer to sell out. Here it is.
Well, I like to think I'm filling a void, the one vacated by the walking dead and decrepit media.
Come on, you're smart. You don't really believe that.
Oh, I do. I do. People are angry.
So you keep saying. Maybe they'd be a little less angry and a little more reasonable, these people, if you stop peddling your outright falsehoods, conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Seriously. You're poisoning the conversation.
What conversation? We haven't had a conversation in this country for 50 years. Not since these people, as you keep calling them, got sent to fight the war in Vietnam. Not since their children were bussed to schools in the ghetto. Not since their jobs were shipped overseas. Not since the Christian values they cherished were trashed and ridiculed. In favor of every boy who thinks he's a girl or girl who thinks she's a boy. Well, that.
Fair enough. Every one of those things you just mentioned is worth talking about. Debating.
Hear, hear.
Instead, you're out there accusing the president of murdering General McClellan, calling for a revolution.
Hey, I serve my audience.
That's your answer.
That's the American way. Nothing ever got done in this country by civil discourse alone. The loud get heard. They always have.
They also fall the hardest.
Come and get me. Go ahead. Send in the stormtroopers. We'll see what happens. The world is watching.
Not for long.
What do you mean?
Once we shut down your broadcast, jam your communications, you'll be completely cut off. Here's the truth. You will never be in a stronger negotiating position than you are right now. Tell me what you want. What's it going to take for you to walk out of here?
And so I never watched Homeland, so I don't know how it ends. But see, that's the character they say is based on me. They say is me. But see, I told you what I want. I want you to stop bankrupting the country, selling it out, teaching five-year-olds how to give blowjobs. I want you to stop putting glyphosate and everything and giving us cancer. I don't want the 5G. I don't want wars. I'm just a populist. I'm not the right-wing Nazi you say I am. And I'm not this stupid character. But off record, they have offered me these exact deals. And this whole show, I later learned, was actually another threat. I didn't even watch it. I didn't watch all the other shows. It's hilarious.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. 5.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hosting fourth hour with Matt Bracken. We'll follow it as it unfolds. We should probably open the phones up as well. So much is happening to get your take on the situation. Remember, we only reach new listeners with all the censorship by your word of mouth. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you and thank you. So, we've talked about this the last few days. They're actually having congressional hearings led by Sheila Jackson Lee about reparations. And the country's so horrible, and our concentration camps are so horrible, that all these black Africans, by the thousands a week, are showing up from the Congo and other areas wanting to get into the concentration camp. Meanwhile, the Democrats are on record. I have another Democrat leader in Illinois saying they'll confiscate guns. Others saying they want to put us in camps. So it's only Democrats talking about all this. So you've got Africans that aren't looking like they're doing too bad. Somebody weigh about 300 pounds, bigger than I am, showing up at the Mexican border. Do we have audio of this for radio listeners? This is some dramatic stuff. hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Africans at the Guatemala border demanding to come into Mexico, bitching and yelling, saying, I want into the U.S., I want welfare, I'm going to have baby, give me the money, get me into the racist country immediately, the evil white people. I mean, Trump has to start deporting these people, because it'll just greenlight everybody else coming here. And Trump told Mexico, you better stop it. Well, the troops are down there. So I'll give Trump a big gold star for this. Meanwhile, there's another big study out at newswars.com. Vast majority of rejected asylum seekers in Europe not leaving. And they're almost all military-age men. That's at newswars.com and europewars.com. A lot of exclusive information. Please bookmark those, folks. But it's okay. Video. Even students say AOC's concentration camps comment too extreme. But that's now an official Democratic Party talking point. So let's air and get the political spin here of mainstream news's boil down what happened from Time Magazine. House Judiciary Committee holds hearing on reparations for slavery. Now understand, I know you know this, but our rule of law, our due process is already being shredded and funneled down a toilet. But if you can be guilty for some foggy ancestor 10 generations ago, Civil War is about 10 generations on average. And less than 2% of people have ancestors that own slaves. Doesn't matter. The government thinks, oh, blacks deserve this. It'll next be transgenders, this, that. Well, some gays were beat up. So, you know, it never ends. It's total mental illness. And they're not going to give black people anything other than breaking up your families and putting you in prison. The state wants to control you. It's like a fish hook with a worm on it. The fish thinks, oh, that's a free deal. No, that's not a free deal. That's a hook inside there. So look for the hook. So here's that pull down.
There are diverse opinions in this room. And I understand it, appreciate it, respect it, admire it, and love it.
Oh, my God.
I'm a product of my history. I am clearly a child that has walked this path. No, I did not pick cotton.
She just loves.
But I will say that those who pick cotton,
get out of the country, you dumb witch. You rich witch.
For cotton was king. There was no other product.
Decades of living in a community where you see how deeply unfair this nation is
to
so many people who struggle, who work hard.
Can we show footage of people trying to get into the country, please?
Find themselves disproportionately with lead in their water, Superfunds in their neighborhood.
Oh, wait, pause again. The liberals say I'm wrong to say filter your water. You think black people, only ones got lead? I don't care whether you're black, white, or an Easter bunny, man. The damn water is full of crap. But it's a lot better than Latin America or the Dominican Republic, that's majority black, where black people, white people, Hispanics have died by the hundreds now, because they're putting poison, they're putting wood alcohol in the liquor. And what do you think's getting sold down the third world? Nobody gives a damn about what happens to anybody. That's why you want to get in here. But see, we're just becoming just like that. And then Cory Booker sits there like a big, fat, bitching baby, talking about how bad America is and how he's going to promise people some free goodies. All he's going to do is lock your ass in prison like Democrats always do black people. Cory Booker's an Uncle Tom of the Democratic Party to keep black people on the plantation, and he knows his job. Let's go ahead and go back to Cory.
Genius, healthcare disparities that still affect their body and their well-being. We as a nation must address this persistent inequalities, or we will never fully achieve the strength and the possibility.
Again. We suck. America's bad, Corey. Go to Africa, bro. Oh, no. There's no electricity there, right, Jack? There's always some temple with some rich guy with 500 limousines and 100 Ferraris and 200 women with guys with machine guns. You all walk in there arrogant to him, he'll say, cook him on the spit. He'll run his mouth. Black dictators like talk bad about black people. But you sit here and you bitch and you complain against the country and against the West that outlawed slavery, while you whine and complain because you're a pimp. Let's continue.
Hope is the active conviction that despair will not have the last word.
Despite much progress.
Pause again. I'm Danny Glover. I've made $200 million in American media, and white people bought my tickets, and they're bad. And yes, Mad Maxine got tens of millions to her husband's bank. America sucks. Maxine's only got seven mansions. So let's hear from Danny Glover.
Despite much progress over the centuries, this hearing is yet another important step in the long and heroic struggle of African Americans to secure reparations
of victimhood and BS and crap,
enslavement and post-emancipation and racial.
Sold by his black ancestors. It's just, and the Muslims are self slaves right now, but he doesn't care. He'll probably join an Islamic group. Here, let's go back to Danny Glover. Here we go.
Revolutionary policies.
But America had other principles in mind. And so for a century after the Civil War, black
people were subjected. This just makes me want to sell everything I got and get the hell out of here, man. And just go. Because if you go into a midst of a whole bunch of brown people, they won't get mad at you. They'll be glad you're there. But then you won't be blamed for whatever's going on. I just want to, like, here, you just run it all. Let it all fall apart. It's my fault. I'll just get out of here, Danny. I'm so bad, so sick of your racist ass telling me how much I suck all day. Here, let's go back to him.
America had other principles in mind. And so for a century after the Civil War, black people were...
Oh, America had more other people that are dead. You love it. I'm a baby. Somebody did something to me all day. Give me a break, man. Dude, I had over 50 racist black people physically attack me when I was growing up in Dallas. And I don't blame other black people for that now. You, no white person ever knocked you upside the head. No white person ever put you in the hospital. You little baby bitch. You racist. Go back to this dumbass.
Relentless campaign of terror. A campaign that extended well into the lifetime of Majority Leader McConnell.
Hey, pause. You mean the black knockout game killing all these white people? Or blacks trying to target white cops and kill them? Or target black cops and kill them? I mean, just give me a break, man. This is the real world, you baby. Stick a big-ass sucker in your mouth. We're going to go to break. I'm going to play more of this. And then I'm going to play some of the other highlights of other black folks that didn't play along with the game. And, of course, the other black folks tried to shut their ass up and tell them, you shut your mouth. We're going to get something free. You're not. Let me tell you something. LBJ created the welfare system for you, and he said, they're getting too uppity. They got their own money. They got their own companies. They got their own banks. I'll have these N-words voting Democrat for 100 years once we break their family up. Go read the damn letters. Louis Faircon's right about this. And I'm not for segregation. I'm simply saying that when my dad was a little kid, the black people had their own restaurants, their own cleaners, their own hotels, their own everything. That which did not kill them made them stronger. The segregation and the discrimination and the oppression that was bad made them stronger. They were all into lower illegitimacy than white people, saving money, being strong, and that pissed off the KKK and LBJ. And they got your ass, and they're getting our ass. They're getting everybody's ass right now with dependency. And now they got a big, fat, juicy promise for you of reparations. Don't you bet when you get that money, it's like $5,000 with a bunch of strings attached and a big chain you put around your neck? Not me. Not me. I see through it. It's a load of horse manure. Please, listeners, we've got to break through the slavery of the globalist mindset, and only funding can do it. Store-wide free shipping. Biggest sale ever. Save InfoWars. 50% off. Double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale's got to end early next week. Please finance our revolution.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.